ABC, the Disney subsidiary that's broadcasting this year's Super Bowl, is charging $2 million and more for 30 seconds to sell cars, beer, soft drinks, or running shoes to the worldwide audience of viewers. No, I haven't forgotten about the Viagra ads. The Super Bowl, of course, is also the Super Bowl among certain advertisers in America. Joining us now for a preview and some other top-shelf advertisements is Barbara Lippert, who's ad critic for Adweek magazine. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And before we get on to what maybe we can anticipate on Super Bowl Sunday, let's look back at the playoffs and some of the ads that began to appear in between segments of the actual game.
Yes,
there.
And one in particular.
All right, ad for Miller Beer that opens with two women sitting around chatting.
Doesn't Miller Lite taste great?
Yeah, but I drink it because it's less filling.
Great taste.
Less filling! Great taste!
Well, so there's hair pulling and...
Right. Well, we're missing the enormous visual stimulation, which is that these two women who are sitting there at a restaurant that happens to be right next to a fountain, mm-hmm. they have this choreographed fight in which they fall over into the water, mm-hmm. pluck each other's clothes off, and then there happens to be a cement mixer next to the pool that they then fall into this pit, and the dark-haired one lies on Blondie and says, "Wanna make out." Now, the networks won't allow the lesbo fantasy part, only the huge, you know, bimboid boobs part. So they cut that, and it's only running on cable. And by the way, Scott, mm. I can only hope that no actual breasts were injured in the making of this.
That's a very clever phrase.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is that, you know, beer advertisers, you know, where their hearts are with these bimboid bikini fantasies. But, of course, they've been verboten for the last 10 years or so. And it's, you know, they've only pulled themselves, and they haven't really been happy about the fact that they had to use frogs and lizards and cross-dressers and male bonding. This is where their hearts are. So I'm just hoping it doesn't open the door, so to speak, to more of it.
I'm told that Cadillac is buying a 90-second commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they think that if they sort of give us a mini film or a mini documentary, it'll have more impact than three separate spots. And certainly if it's on long enough and you're sitting, you know, you are going to watch it rather than flipping through the 30-second ones. And the guy gets on a subway train, and it looks like it's 1907, and he's looking at a poster for a Cadillac. And then the train speeds through time, and the changes in era, and he comes off, and it's modern day, and we see the modern day Cadillac. For whatever reason, they've bought this Led Zeppelin song, the first people ever to use it, rock and roll. And, you know, you think about, you know, your grandfather in Long Island and his Cadillac and the Led Zeppelin. But obviously they're looking for a younger crowd for Cadillac. And they've gotten it with their SUV. So they're using that song again. So it's kind of a sweet look at the history of Cadillac. And it sort of embeds it in the American culture. You know, the kind of anti-Enron will always be around, will always be important to you. And we're always changing and trying to please you.
You could have seen it coming. Cadillac. Breakthrough.
I want to ask you about, I'm not even certain to call it an ad campaign, but something that I found just about the most interesting advertising I've seen, and that's a series of, do we call them ads, short films that BMW, I guess, has been sponsoring on the internet, starring the British actor Clive Owen as an espionage agent at the wheel of a BMW.
Right. They said that they want to make James Bond look like the true twit that he is with this guy, Clive Owen, who's really cool, and he acts as driver, shrink, action figure, and all around just chiseled, cool guy.
Let's listen to a clip. It's Clive Owen at the wheel, Don Cheadle sitting next to him, on a, what opens as a mysterious mission, and it's directed by Joe Carnahan.
What are you doing?
Right, two options, both non-negotiable. First one, you tell me what's inside that case. I make the decision whether to keep driving it. Second one, I put you in the case outside the car. You take your chances. It's 27 miles to the destination. I'll just make it on the gas that I've got. You call it, or you're out.
These are very enjoyable. They're very well done, and they're only available on the internet.
Yeah, what BMW discovered was that most of the people who'd be buying BMWs were not watching primetime TV, mm-hmm. and it was a waste of money to reach them there. And they wanted to do something visual and exciting other than print. And they decided that most of the would-be buyers of BMWs are surfing the net.
I love the one starring Gary Oldman as the devil And James Brown, that's terrific. I mean, the best car chase I've seen since Bullet, I expect.
Well, it is so hilarious also because it's directed by Tony Scott and it stars James Brown himself. And the deal was that in 1954, he sold his soul in the back of an old Cadillac for fame and fortune. And now he wants to renegotiate the deal because it failed to address the aging process. He can't do splits and he's scaring the kids.
It ain't easy to be James Brown and scare the kids.
So as you scare me, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I feel good!
And Marilyn Manson makes an appearance as a Bible-toting neighbor.
Yeah. I like these films an awful lot, but the thought did occur to me. I ordinarily wouldn't go to the BMW website or wherever you find them. What's the engine that drives this along? How are people supposed to find this stuff?
Well, I think they are advertising it as if it's a regular film festival, and they are showing some of them in cinema ads, you know, before the movie starts. And there are other ads that direct you to the website. So they're making it known, and they've gotten lots of publicity.
Barbara, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was quite enjoyable.
Barbara Lippert, ad critic for Adweek magazine.